Episode what? 16? You know what? I lately have been getting over a major pitfall of mine, a major weakness. And that major weakness is perfectionism. Man, I have been like waking up and just working on my music and not even caring if it's perfect or not. Like, you know, like I don't try to make mistakes. I try to get it all, you know, done right. But I've been like studying the art of songwriting and, well, not just studying, but like actually, you know, doing it. And so I already kind of know what to do, but before I would work on songs for months and months and months and just try to perfect it. And I think that was a good thing. Is like, I don't really regret doing that, because that to me is just another step in the learning process, right? Because I knew nothing about producing a song, writing lyrics, tracking vocals. And so everything I did was for the first time. And that, like, everything that I did every single day, like I had never done before, right? Now that I finished my first song a few days ago, completely, like, mixed and mastered, everything done. I'm now like pumping out songs like within like 2 or 3 days. Actually, most of the songs that I've been writing lately, like the vast majority of the writing gets done in like 2 or 3 hours. And they're really just as good as the ones that I have worked on forever. You know, they're not like as experimental. They're a little more standard. They're not, right? But I've found that maybe like the way to go is just to write a bunch of songs and just pick the best ones, because I heard someone say that. I think it was that Sia, that artist Sia, S-I-A. I think she said that once, where she would rather write a bunch of songs and then just pick one out of all of them that was the best. And I didn't really think that was the case, because like, if I don't like an idea, then I'll just throw it away. But now it's like, now that I'm getting like actually better, her advice is becoming more and more true for me. Because before, it like I couldn't do that, because I didn't know what I was doing. And I think it's like that with every skill, where you go into this, where you introduce yourself into a new skill set, and you have to learn the rules and learn like what everything's called, and learn like the structure of everything. Just like, what's the skeleton? Like, what's the foundation that I need to become a good whatever, a good, you know, storyteller or a book writer, right? And so then like you go into the step where like everything you do, you pay really close attention to, very fine detail. And I was in that step for a couple of years up until recently. And I've just now began to feel like I'm transitioning into this new chapter in my songwriting, music producing step of my journey, I guess, where I'm actually starting to sort of wake up and do it every single day. And I know what's going on, for the most part. And there's a lot of things that went into that. And before, like, yeah, it's easy to tell someone new, like, just write a song every single day. But when you don't even know what the structure of a song even is, like what the arrangement should be. Because before, like, I had no idea about even like the, just like a simple song structure, right? Like intro, verse one, bridge, pre-chorus, chorus, verse two, right? And I didn't even know that. And I had to like really study that, because there's a lot to, you know, a song, right? There's the songwriting part, which is like the music theory, like make sure it's in key, make sure it's like a tempo that makes sense, right? And then there's like the lyrics, which I think aren't very important, because I don't listen to the lyrics, as long as they don't like sing about like something very distracting, I don't even notice them. So I haven't really paid that much attention to the lyrics, but I'm really just like, it's not that I don't give a fuck about it. It's that like, I'm giving way less of a fuck and about the end outcome of each of the songs that I'm working on. And it's turning out a lot better than I expected, because I'm still experimenting too. Like, just like it's, I think it's best just to stay on a path. When you start a new project, you stay on a new path, you stay on the same path. You use like the same snare drum, the same, you know, drum kit for each song. And then you can branch out and experiment with like different stuff if it fits it. But for you to develop a style, you need to, or I need to like use the same instruments, but the thing is like, I'm like using a different like sub bass for each one. And it's like, I don't even put any thought into it. It's literally the first one that I pick. I just keep that one. And a lot of them sound fine. And before I thought like, oh, I have to sit here and do the sound design and mix this bass forever and ever and ever, so it sounds like this or that, like which one's best. And now like it sounds just as good as anything else I've ever made. And I'm not putting a lot of thought into it at all. Like I'm not trying to like perfect it, because the sad truth about that is that there's no such thing as perfect, especially in art, right? Like the only like perfection is only in let's say that you work in a factory and you pull a lever and a big like piece of metal comes down and impresses a pattern on a piece of metal, like, and every single time you pull a lever and the machine perfectly just comes down and makes that pattern every single time, that's perfect. Every single day you come to your job and you pull that lever and everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. Do you know how fucking boring that is? That's why being perfect is fucking boring. And why, and this isn't an excuse to suck. And now, when I say don't try to be perfect, I don't mean like don't suck, or I'm not saying to suck. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, you know, follow the rules, but you gotta kind of make it your own to make it stand out. Because like the guy working in the factory that pulls the lever and does his job perfectly every single day, it gets boring. It gets repetitive. If every song that was ever made was perfect, they would all sound not the same, but very similar, very similar, very different, but like very similar in a way where it's like, there's nothing memorable about it. Like one of the things that I did on this journey of learning this new skill set over the past few years is, I've been downloading stems, like the audio stems of really popular songs, you know, pop songs. And I really look up to Max Martin. I think that he is, to call him a genius or a prodigy would be an understatement. I don't even know like what to call him. I realize that his songs are marketed. If you don't know who he is, he's, in my opinion, the number one songwriter in pop of all time. There's Paul McCartney and John Lennon that has had more number one singles than him, but that's just because of Beatlemania. But Max Martin has reinvented himself so many times, and he's created so many careers. It is just so impressive what he's done. And I really look up to him. I really wish that he was my mentor, but he kind of is, because I've been downloading his audio stems that I found online, and I've been studying his whole songwriting hacks, I guess. I know that I can just listen to his songs and like get a general idea, but to actually look at, to like isolate the drum kit and to isolate the bass and especially the vocals is something that is invaluable. I mean, that is an awesome way to study how songs are written. And so I've been doing that. I'm pretty sure it might be a little against the law to like torrent these songs like this, but I mean, whatever. But what was I gonna say? Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. So the imperfection thing. His songs are not, you know, perfect at all. And I would think that they would be, because some of the best people in the world work on Taylor Swift. And she, like, I was listening to the vocal track for Shake It Off, and you can hear her headphones when she was recording into the microphone. Like, you can hear her headphones like on her head going on, so she can sing along to the song. That, like, you could hear him in the background. And that, to me, like, isn't like a huge deal, because I mean, it's the same song that's playing, so it's gonna blend in. But that, to me, is something where I'm like, this is supposed to be like God tier, world class pop. Like, I would have never thought that they would have left that in there. And like, some of the vocals had some distortion. That he might have done that on purpose, but and the vocals weren't like completely perfect, but like, and especially there's this Katy Perry song, California Girls, and that one I was like, just not. Like, whatever the opposite of impressed was. I like the song. I like the song, like, as a whole. But, man, like tearing it apart and listening to the synths behind Katy Perry's voice is, like, I couldn't believe how not good it sounded. I mean, it was all, like, tinny. And, like, it wasn't full at all. I couldn't believe, like, how not bad it sounded, but how simple it really was. And that's what it is. It's simple, because like, yeah, you can overcomplicate things and work on songs for weeks and weeks, months, but people that are listening to a song, like, not everybody is like a maestro, some sort of like, or is it a maestro? Not everybody is like a musical, like, or like into stuff like that. Like, people can really only, like, consciously pay attention to one thing going on at a time. And that's typically the voice. And so you either have one thing going on or two, but then that's it. And everything is there to support that one thing. And so having, like, especially in EDM and dubstep, man, it is the songwriting, if you can call it that, and dubstep is too chaotic sometimes. And I realize that some people like it, and that's fine. But as far as like appealing to like a large group of people, I don't see the appeal happening for most people when it comes to like very complex EDM music, or especially metal. Oh my God. Like, I grew up listening to metal, and man, those metalheads are some of the most elitist fans of anything, of any, like, any sport, any like art form, any culture, any like patriotic person. Like the metalheads are like so elitist. They get so angry and so defensive and judgmental that, like, I know why. It's because they're trying to improve. Like, they're always trying to like make something better or harder or like more intense or extreme. But and I think that's a good thing, right? Like, I just can't stand to be around them, or even listen to them because they're so full of themselves. But pop to me is like, I used to listen to metal, but now I'm like getting into pop now just because of like how opposite it is, because it's so simple. Like, all like the main instrument in pop is the voice, is the singing. The song is focused on the singer and the melody on the singer that the singer sings. I'm not much of a singer, but I mean, I can kind of get away with something, right? Like, I've never seen myself as a singer. I do a lot of screaming in my music too, but it's you know, not something that maybe I would be good at singing. But and also like the perfectionism thing, like it carries over into this podcast that I do as well. I'm like, this isn't perfect at all. Like, this is a train wreck, actually. Like, I will never listen to a single one of these podcasts by myself. Absolutely not. Just because of like everything that I'm like, every single one of these, I can't even call it a podcast. I don't know what this is. Like, it's more of like a diary, like a journal or something like that. Yeah, like this podcast isn't perfect, but there are some gems. I remember sometimes when like I would like hit a topic and I would just kind of beat it to death. And I had some funny parts and some interesting parts too. But and that's the thing, like it's, I think I'm starting to think that once you get a skill set, you need to take it and then practice what you've learned every single day. And that way you get better at something, because I love to get better at things. And this podcast is not that different, because it's hard to just like, with no note, like I don't have any notes. I have no bullet points. I have nothing. And I know that one day I'm going to do it on video and I'm going to upload it to YouTube and maybe get an audience then, because I don't listen to podcasts myself, just the audio, you know, part. I watch them. But thing is, like, if you do anything every single day, there's going to be some gems there. Like, you're going to do something good, and then like you'll do those things that work out, and you will notice that, and then you'll try to repeat it, and then like you'll improve your whole thing by doing that, right? And so and also like there's a lot of things on here that I need to improve on. Like, I don't think that it's almost like I'm searching for something to say constantly instead of just letting it just naturally, you know, come out. And I don't know how to fix that, because like, I don't have any notes or bullet points or news articles to talk about. So I'm really just going off the top of my head here. And that to me is like, I don't know how to improve on that. And also, I think that it might be better to like have some sort of emotional response, like have some sort of emotion behind my voice, because I know that I don't have any emotion behind my voice. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking here normal, but, I don't know. Now, I am getting like one view on every podcast that I post. So, I think it's the same person. I hope it's not me. What if it's like something's wrong with my website and it's like I'm listening to my own podcast, like some hack or like some bug in the website where it's actually just me and there's no one? No, actually there is, because there's someone from Thailand that has listened to a little bit of these things. But maybe it would be better if I had some notes, some topics, some news articles. But I want to stay away from the news, man. staying away from the news is like one of the best things that you can do for your mental health. That and just the internet in general. Like if we came up, like if human beings have lived so long in just like the forest and just in nature, not having all this information, just like dragging our brains down, like that's not normal, man. We shouldn't be like using our brain that much. As bad as that sounds, I legit don't think that it's healthy to use your brain that much. We shouldn't be like thinking and studying and like reading and watching videos so much. Like that cannot be good for your brain. Like I there's some argument where it's like it's good for your mind to like constantly feed it stuff, and I don't think that at all. Like what about peace and quiet? I'm pretty sure that peace and quiet is good for your brain. I'm like we're so obsessed with knowledge, and I think that human beings are obsessed with knowledge because more knowledge is more information about surviving. And so the constant intake of information is like, it's almost like it's a survival mechanism, and that feels good. You know, like a lot of what feels good to human beings is a survival mechanism, and it's supposed to feel good to us because it feels good to survive, and it doesn't feel good to be hurt or to die. And so I'm thinking that like all this information overload is making people mentally ill. Like we think that we're so cool in America, in the first world, and we're not cool at all. We're lame because most of us are mentally ill here. Like I was mentally ill for a long time, and then I just turned down the knob on the internet and just like stopped like listening so much and watching so much. And my life has like improved so much after just, and the thing is, it's not just, it's social media, but it's not just that. It's YouTube and it's Reddit, and it's just the whole habit. And especially it's the video games. Like think of how much attention that you're playing, that you pay when you're playing video games, or like when you watch a TV show. Like look at somebody watching a TV show. Just watch somebody watch TV. It is more interesting than what's going on TV. They are like in a trance. Like their eyes will glaze over, and their eyes won't move, and they'll just like look forward like they're in the Clockwork Orange. And that to me isn't healthy. There's no way that's mentally healthy to be in a trance. Like think about like being in a survival environment in nature, in the, like in a tribe. When would a human being ever be in a trance, right? When would they ever be in a trance? Maybe watching the fire, you know, that can put somebody in a trance. Sex, that might put somebody in a trance. Watching like a performance or something like that. But those are all like social things though. Like you, like right? Like watching a perform, like watching someone dance, or like watching a play or something. That's a social thing because it's like with real people. Sex is too, obviously. Like you go into a, like you sit around a campfire with friends and stuff like that, with like, with your tribe. That is natural. But what we're doing is like we're stuck in a trance by ourselves. And it's like, if you think about what that is, it's like, it's lonely. Whenever you do that, like whenever you just sit back and you just let this thing just take you over, like it's programming you to think in a certain way and to act a certain way. And that's a lot of power. Like if you want to control people and like you're that type of person, the first thing that I would do, like if I was a controlling person that just wanted to program children's minds and program adults to think in a certain way and to believe in certain things, the first thing I would do is control the media. That's the first thing that I would do. because that is so powerful that you can change, that you can put human beings into a trance like that. And they just laugh and they laugh at stupid stuff. And you sneak in like subliminal messages. And by subliminal messages, I don't mean like somebody saying like crazy stuff in the background and like you subconsciously hear it. I mean like symbolisms, right? Like symbols that are snuck into media and advertisement and TV shows, stuff like that, that appeal to our what Carl Jung calls the collective unconscious, where we all react in a similar way to different symbols, like the snake and stuff like that. Like the apple symbol, like it's symbolic to the fall of man. When Eve bit the apple, or Adam. But yeah, man, stop trying to be perfect and stay off the internet and stop watching TV shows and playing video games. Like, stop using your brain so much, because it feels good, but it doesn't, like, it's a short-term feel good, because it just makes it, like, it tricks your body into thinking that it's surviving, and it's not. It's dying. Thing is, like, being in a survival mode, which is what I think that an overabundance of media, or even just a little bit of it, like, it throws you into a survival mode, and that's supposed to be a stressful event. Like, when you're trying to survive something, like, your cortisol goes up, you get anxious, like you get, you know, butterflies in your stomach, like you start to feel like nervous. And like, if you're constantly in flux, like you're like constantly experiencing like an overabundance of mental stimulation, then I'm pretty sure that you're being thrown into a survival mode and you're going to be stressed out. And the thing is, like, how, like, if you're constantly distracting yourself with TV shows and video games and YouTube videos and Reddit posts, then how are you learning about yourself? Like, are you not paying attention to yourself? Do you not, like, form your own thoughts and listen to your own thoughts? And really, this goes into like reading books too. Like, this goes into all media, all distractions. Because I don't understand how a child can, like, part of growing up is like forming your own thoughts and like listening to your own mind. And there's a lot of people that are afraid of that. And I think that that's why they just perpetually distract themselves. And there's no reason behind it, because really at the end of the day, like, what is there to learn? Like, if you need to learn something, you'll just learn it on the spot. That's why college is bullshit, right? Like, you learn how to do a job by working the job. You don't learn it in school and training. That's just a money grab. But I guess my point about the media is that it's almost like a way for people to not learn about themselves. Like, if you're constantly distracting yourself all the time, you can't listen to your own thoughts. You can't watch yourself act or watch yourself think about things. You got to let go and just, like, I know that it's your own thoughts are not as like dramatic as a TV show, or like as funny or exciting as a YouTube video. Like, those things are more exciting and stimulating, but like, those things are giving you false memories. Like, when you look back on your life, when you're like 80 or 90, if you live that long, then, and you look back on your life, like, what are you going to remember? Are you just going to remember videos that you watched? Like, you like implanting, forcing memories into your mind for your whole childhood and adulthood? That to me is so sad, you know? All right, this podcast is over. Thank you so much.